It's a new day. It's a new opportunity to once again ask yourself the question, do I believe I am a child of God? You don't have to blurt out yes loudly and publicly, but how about in your heart? Am I a child of God? And if so, what am I doing to grow my relationship with my Father, with my Savior, my Counselor, the Holy Spirit? We're going to look into that a little bit today, so let's pray. Father God, I do come before you with my brothers and sisters here. Thank you over and over and over for loving each and every one of us just as we are, but with a commitment that you do not want us to stay the same. For you have a plan, you have a purpose, and you have a will that you want us to be a part of. We come before you today, Lord, with this prayer. Open our hearts, our minds, our ears, our eyes to you. We thank you for the opportunity that we get to live freely, but not completely free, for we are called to be committed to you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Time. You're all wondering, well, yeah, and? What does that elicit in you? Do you get anxious? I don't have time. Would you hurry up, get this thing over with so I can go hunt? Go shopping? Oh, my favorite football game is coming on. I'm in a hurry to go home and make dinner. I'm in a hurry. Time. Do you know there's only 69 plus days left till 2023? How about that for stirring excitement in your heart? Note I said till 2023, not till Christmas. Oh, now don't get excited about that. Christmas, the time of the year we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, the child who comes before us and gives his life late 33 years later. We get to celebrate that. But are we ready? Are we spending time with our Lord in so many ways? In 1969, Robert Lamb and his group Chicago, the R&B soul group, recorded the hit song entitled, Does Anybody Know What Time It Is? And no, I'm not singing it.
Why not?
Thank you. But how does it go?
Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why. I don't have time to look around. I just run around. Those are some of the lyrics. It reminded me, it sounds like some Ugandan kids describing white people. You see, in Uganda, they call us Mzungus. It means someone who roams around or wanders, moving around aimlessly or sometimes just spinning around on the same spot. How are you doing in that world? Time is important for each one of us for very, very different reasons. You know what's important to you. But here's an even more important question. No matter how we measure time, how much time do we give to growing our relationship with God? How about with our family? Ooh. With our friends? With our church? With being the hands and feet of Jesus. I want you to ponder and pray about these questions and take action to increase what you and I say we want more of. Well, wait a minute, more of? What do I want more of? I don't even know. But the answers vary. Do you want a deeper relationship with our Lord? Are you too busy running around attempting to get more done in one day than humanly possible, so when you get home, you collapse at night and you go, "Ah, where did the day go? And did I spend any time with my Lord and my Savior?" But Greg, you don't understand. Oh, trust me, I absolutely do. I'm a workaholic by nature. Pray for me, pray for my wife, pray for my family, pray for all of you. I'm a workaholic. I'm in treatment. I'm in treatment. I got the manual here. Someday I'll get it. As in, here and here. Okay? But I do understand the busyness of life. I get it. But God says, take time. There are three things we get to do. We get to choose to do each and every day. We get to do, first of all, love God. We have, in this country, we have the freedom to love God first and foremost through personal prayer and devotional time with Him. How are we doing in that? By the way, this message was meant for me. You just get to listen. How much time are we sharing with our family and our fellow believers and friends? What is God revealing to us? Are we sharing that? Are you asking them? Hey, what has God shown you lately? Ooh, that's dangerous. Ooh, that's personal. That's private. Ask them. Some people want to actually tell you what's going on. Others, not so much. And believe me, they'll do this. We'll talk later. Have you ever thought about visiting with your pastor? Have you ever thought about asking your spiritual mentor, whoever that might be, for guidance? Join in and participate in our prayer groups, our life group, adult education classes as well on Sunday mornings before services. Let me tell you, there's so much stuff that comes out in adult ed and life group. It would blow your mind. You'd go, "And I thought they were normal." Yeah, well, we all are normal. We all have the same background. Take a look at the book of Genesis and you'll find out how messed up mankind was. And while fast forward to 2022, how well messed up mankind is. Have we learned anything? Well, we've learned a few things. But when a person has a right relationship with God, they're much more likely to place more importance on family and the freedoms we enjoy in this country in a way that honors and glorifies God. That's exciting. That's the foundation, the song, the foundation. God first, family second. Jesus even said, in Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be given to you." By placing God first, your day tends to go better. It really does. Take time with your Lord, our Lord. In order to emphasize God first, seek to model Christ-centered relationships and living throughout our lives. I forget which author it was. There were a couple of them that said, you know, you want to know what a real Christian is? Go ask his family or her family. How we behave, how we act, how we live behind closed doors oftentimes is very different. Why? Because we left Jesus out of the equation. Did we spend time with him? When we seek God, it should permeate every aspect of our lives. When we seek God, our lives can be infinitely better. We actually smell of God. Isn't that great? You know, to some people, we're a sweet aroma. To others, well, you know, they think we should have taken a bath. But even Jesus said something about that. He said, we will stink to some people. But we will be the sweet aroma. You know, Matthew recorded that Jesus himself said, Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. Ask yourself this. Do I have a reason to ask? And what am I asking? Is my faith in God real? Or simply accepting what I'm told to believe? As a kid growing up, this is what you would believe. And it's like, okay, I don't want sister hitting me again. I believe her, okay? Not that she was a bad person, it's just that's the way it was, because if you didn't pay attention, you got a ruler on you somewhere. And some of you got it from other people, lay people. Do I have a relationship with God by faith or by trust? No matter what your age is, the question occurs, do I have faith? Do I trust in God? Oh yeah, sure I do. Really? Okay, go out and share your faith with someone. That can be unnerving. We have a lady who lives in our neighborhood, is a Mormon. I ministered to her many, many a time. And now, all I can do is pray for her because she has closed the door every way. Was it uncomfortable? Was I trained? Was I skilled? No. I probably said some things that really might have been wrong. But I said some right things too. But it's not about what I said. It's about what God said. My faith in God, my trust in God, I pray still today that that woman somehow will come to know our Lord Jesus Christ fully and completely and surrender her life. Don't stifle your faith. Let it penetrate your heart, your mind, your soul, your whole life. When you have questions, ask. Ask with a heart to learn about God so your relationship grows even more deeply. Again, Proverbs tells us, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Though it costs everything, the beginning of wisdom, is this. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Hi. Get wisdom. Though it costs you all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. Every Monday morning, we study the Word of God as men. We invite you men to join us. I know it's a 9 a.m. Time. Most of you are working, but if you can break away from your everyday life and come, we study Proverbs. We're studying the book of Job right now. There's a whole lot of wisdom to be had in God's book, in His Bible. Wisdom. And if you can't do that, take time. We get to love our family as the second choice we have each and every day. And I know some days that's pretty hard. Because first thing you have to do is look at the person in the mirror. Whoa. That can be scary, especially when the hair is spiked up here and hanging out here. And you look and you go, wow, those are quite the bags. Where'd you go? You know? Love of family is critically important. Strong families are essential to society. You all have said it in one way or another. Well, it's true. It's essential to a strong society. Godly families are necessary to provide a robust model of godly living. The concept of family is so important, it's extremely important in the Bible, both in the physical and theological sense. The Bible has a more communal sense of people, family, than is generally held in the Western cultures today. Where we are more individualized as people than the people in the Middle East, and definitely more so than the people of ancient far Near East. Think about this. I had to reread these things myself this week. When God saved Noah from the flood, was that an individual salvation? No, he didn't say, hey, Noah, grab a canoe and put a cover over. It's going to rain and flood. He said, build an ark and bring your family. It was a salvation of his family, his wife, his sons, and their wives. It's familial. When God did that, it was good. In other words, God saved a family, not just a man. When God called Abraham out of Haran, he called him and his family. The health of the family was so important to God that it was codified in the national covenant of Israel. Well, that's nice to know. I'm living in 2023. What's that got to do with me? Well, let's just take a look, because it wasn't only in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Jesus speaks on the sanctity of marriage and against frivolous divorce in the book of Matthew. Paul talks about what Christian homes should look like when he gives the twin commands. Children, obey your parents. Parents, don't be a pain in the neck. No, parents, don't mess with your children, you know. Don't provoke them. He said that in Ephesians and Colossians. When we are born physically, we're born into a physical family, of course. But when we are born again, we are born into God's spiritual family, the church. God becomes our Father and Jesus our brother. How awesome is that? Hey, so tell me about your family. Who are they? You got any siblings? Yeah. What are their names? Well, the first one's Jesus. Huh? It's amazing. The spiritual family is not bound by ethnicity, gender, or social standing. Get this. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, your background. I don't care what nationality came over on the boats and planes in whatever way to this country. Your first and foremost place that you came from spiritually is God. Can you wrap your head around that? I know it's taken me a long time. I'm still working on it. I don't know about you. But God is my Father. Jesus is my brother. I do remember people said, oh, you need to be respectful, because I was going around saying, hey, Jesus, it's sure good to see you. I got problems today, or I'm happy today. How disrespectful! Well, maybe it was. I don't mean to bring Jesus down to a level that is undeserving of love and respect and honor. I mean to bring it to a place where you really, that I really, that we really know we are his children. We're God the Father's children. He gave us Jesus Christ, who died for us, went to the cross for us, gave his life, but then, good news, he was resurrected. He conquered sin. He conquered death for us. And then he promised, hey, guess what? Don't worry, I'm not abandoning you. I'm going to have a helper, the Holy Spirit. Wow, God's with us. Are we with him? Are we looking to grow? You are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you were baptized into Christ, having clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise given in Galatians. The physical family is most important building block to human society, and as such, it should be nurtured and protected. But more important than that is the new creation that God is making in Christ, which is comprised of a spiritual family, the church, made up of all people who call upon the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. This is a family drawn from where? Every nation, every tribe, people, and language, stated in Revelation. And the defining characteristic of this spiritual family is none other than love for one another. Wow. This is what God calls us to do. Love one another. But remember, he said, love one another as you love yourself. Ooh. A new command I give to you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. How are each one of us doing? I know I got a lot of work to be done, and God is willing. Am I? Are you? Are we? This is a very challenging time in our lives because it's our life, it's our time. Think back to, I always like to pick on Attila the Hun because he was notorious. And people were scared all the time. They didn't know if they were going to live or die today. If they heard that Attila and his gang were coming to town, man, they took shelter. They ran, they hid, because they didn't know God, many of them. Some of them did. Today, we have all kinds of information being poured into us from all sources. Fear, fear, fear. Be afraid, be very afraid. Was that Daffy or Donald? I forget. Anyway, Elmer Fudd. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Yeah. Those of you who are too young to know that one, that's okay. YouTube it. We get the opportunity to embrace our Lord and our family more and to love more. And believe me, growing up, I didn't learn that. Maybe the message was there, and maybe I just didn't get it. So pray for my family, you know, especially those who prayed me into God's arms many years ago. I am so grateful for those people praying. I am so grateful that God finally got me to a place where he said, are you paying attention? Are you listening? You're mine, and I want you. And I went, okay. I didn't have a clue. I stand before you today clueless. I'm not just saying that. Yeah, I know some stuff, but Wayne is still older than me. Lee Foss is older than me, so those guys know way more than I do. Sorry, I threw you guys under the bus. I love you anyway. Remember, when we love God, we love our family more and more, no matter what, we get to love our country even better. Isn't that awesome? There is a trickle-down effect when we build our relationship with our Lord. It passes down to our children and subsequently to build a stronger church and nation. When the love of God, family, and country is valued and ordered correctly, freedom in Christ is more likely to reign and endure. That's the good news. God's going to reign and endure even better. Remember this, though. While we are citizens of one of the greatest nations in the world, we are reminded that this nation is not our final home. Here we are. We are here for only a moment. Visitors and strangers in the land as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone soon without a trace. But there is a trace that's left behind, and that's the legacy of Jesus. Are we embracing God the Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit more and more every day, so we get to leave His legacy behind. It's not us, it's Him. And He says, come, know me better. I invite you to read my word. I invite you to pray. I invite you to listen to me. I invite you to get together with fellow believers regularly to build each other up and to build the church up and to build the life of Christ and the love of Christ up, that it explodes. And I got news for you. Pastor and I were talking here recently just about stuff, and he says, so what do you think's going on at Mosaic? And I said, God is in the process of doing a new thing, and I have no clue. How about you, Pastor? And he said, I have no clue either, but I know something's happening. And you are happening. Each and every one of us are happening. And God is saying, come to me. Come deeper. Let's have that love relationship that I want to give you. I want to have with you. Do you want to? Do you want to reciprocate? If so, there's plenty of opportunity, especially here at Mosaic Church. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your time, the opportunity to come together with you this morning, to hear your call to love deeper than we ever have, to love you, to love our brothers and sisters, no matter who they are, where they come from, what they do, to grow, that your kingdom will come sooner, greater, stronger here on earth as it is in heaven. We ask you for a special blessing upon each and every person here today, Lord. I pray that someone's heart just burst wide open saying, I want more of you, Jesus. We are here willing to be the instruments and the people and the servants and the children of God that you've called us to be to help each other. We thank you for your love, grace, and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.